Parshas Boy, Tovshin Ayin Hey. We're back at our home base, Bika Cholom headquarters in Lakewood, New Jersey. Before we begin this week's shiur, we would like to wish a very, very hearty Mazel Tov to the proprietor and originator of our shiur. Now that we are in our sixth year, so the person who started the entire shiur now has about 5.5 years of credit of somewhere close to 300 shiurim. So we'd like to wish him a very hearty Mazel Tov. That's the Mutterpearl family, Yosef Mutterpearl, on the engagement of his son, Moshe Mutterpearl. We wish them lots of nachas and simcha, and may this be the first of many, many simchas in the family. And now to Parshas Boy. And although we have touched on this subject a number of times over the years, and it's a very, very important theme, so really it's kedai to repeat some of it and to expound on it just a little bit further. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor, ha'chodesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim." Now we move a little bit from the stories, quote stories that we've been talking about. We always said, Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we went to Mitzrayim. And now, the Parsha, in this week's Parsha, we begin and we move on to the first mitzvah of the Torah. And the Torah tells us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim. This month should be the first month of the year for you. Rishon Hu Lochem, L'chodshei Hashana. Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Rashi, right away on Bereishis Bor Elokim, Rashi says that really the Torah should not have begun with Bereishis. Really, the Torah should have begun with this Parsha here, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. We should start the Torah with the first mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Why is that so? Mr. Shalom wants to know, why is that so? Why should we begin with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem? And another question, Mr. Shalom asks, the Mechilta tells us from the word Lochem in HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, you know what we see? We see that from the time of Adam HaRishon until this point where they were getting the mitzvah, the counting of time was based on the solar cycle. But now, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, you are going to begin doing it differently. From now on, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the time that you are receiving this commandment, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Now it's going to be based on Kiddush HaChodesh, on Kiddush Levana, and that we are going to, for now on, go by the cycle of the moon. We are going to use the cycle of the moon. And furthermore, Rishon Hu Lochem. So now we know what we learned from HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, that it's you, and up until this point, it was done by the solar cycle. But Rishon Hu Lochem, that Lochem, the Mechilta tells us, is coming to teach you something else. And you know what that Lochem teaches you? That Lochem teaches you, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rishon Hu Lochem, for you, V'loy L'Goyim. That the Goyim will continue, the Goyim go by the cycle of the sun. But we, Klal Yisrael, we're different. We go by the moon. We go by the lunar cycle. We go by the Levana. So why is it, though, that just Dafka, at this point of Rishon Hu Lochem, we choose to stress the Lochem and not for Goyim? Why isn't it at other places in the Torah that when the Torah tells us Lochem, that we make this drasha specifically and we say Lochem for you, Klal Yisrael, but not for the Goyim? Why do we choose over here by Rishon Hu Lochem to tell you that it's you and not the Goyim? So Nesiv HaShalom says, you know, before we get into any kind of answer, before we explain all these things, we need to preface our answer by first explaining how great this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is. And he brings down the Maimar Chazal. Chazal tell us, Kol ha-mevorech al ha-chodesh bizmanai, anyone who is mevorech on the chodesh bizmanai in its time, ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. It's as if you are mamish mekabel the Pnei Hashchina. We see what a great thing Kiddush HaChodesh is. So now the Nesiv HaShalom says, once we know that and we put it into perspective and we see how great this mitzvah is, we could say also that Klal Yisrael, the reason Klal Yisrael counts time by the moon is because there are times that the moon is completely dark, that there's no light at all. We're all familiar with the lunar cycle, and we know that at the end of the month, the moon goes completely dark. We do not see the light of the moon. Yet, each time, we know that the moon will still light up once again, and it'll be full, and it will be bright once again. But at the end of the month, it's dark. And that exactly, says the Nesiv HaShalom, that exactly represents the life of a Yid. Every single person, and Klal Yisrael in general, goes through times where it's extremely dark. We're in Golus. And not only are we're in Golus, and it's a cycle of Tzaras, one troublesome time after the other for Klal Yisrael. And people have their own personal challenges. People have their own personal things where it seems like in your life that it's totally, totally dark. But we, Klal Yisrael, the way we look at a dark time, we live by the nature of the moon. We know that although it's dark right now, we know that we'll be back. And we are going to light up once again. And we are, as we say in Kiddush Levona, you know what we are? We're sasim usmeichim la'asois ritzoin koinam. We are happy and we are elated to do the ratzoin of our Creator, to do the ratzoin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know when we're sasim usmeichim la'asois ritzoin koinam? We are sasim usmeichim not just at certain times of the month, not just at certain times of our lives. We are sasim usmeichim la'asois ritzoin koinam, to do the will of our Creator at all times. And that is the meaning, says the Nesiv HaShalom, of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rishon Hu Lochem Lochem V'loy La'akum. For you, Klal Yisrael, but not for the Goyim. That we know that this is the basis of our survival. We know that our ability to constantly come back, and the belief that we're always going to come back from being beaten down, that is what separates Klal Yisrael, that emunah, and that trust, and that knowing that no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us, and He's going to bring us back, that is Rishon Hu Lochem. That's why we specifically say the drasha right here when we are discussing the lunar cycle. So it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. We wanted to know why Dafka HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem is the first mitzvah in the Torah to tell us that it's a yisoid and a shoyrish of our emunah. This is where we begin. This is where we begin our belief, that we believe that it's not just the dark times that we face. It's not a dark time when we face one. It's hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way. And He will take us out and He will create the light times for us again. And there's an interesting thing here. Nesiv HaShalom says that the sun, we all know that the sun is out there only during the daytime. We only see the light of the sun during the day. But you know what? You've all noticed it at times. The moon can be up during the day and during the night. There are times that you'll glance up during the day, and if you get into the Gemara and Masechta Rosh Hashanah, if you want to go through the whole thing, the whole cycle and how the moon works, that there are many times you'll glance up and the moon is there during the day too. So the Goyim, like we said, the Goyim go by the sun. They are ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's day, when times are good. When times are good, they're all ready to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're ready when things are light, when everything is going well in their lives. But when times are tough, no. The Goyim who go by the sun, they don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu when times are tough. But we, Klal Yisrael, we have a different way. Our way is ve'emunascha ba'leilos. Our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even when it's dark for us. When we go through a troubled time, when we go through a hard time in our lives, that is when we strengthen our emunah. That's when we see that it's even during those times HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day just as we would at night, in any matzav of our life. And we know that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is always good, whether it's during the day, quote, right, whether it's during the daylight times of our lives or the night, seemingly the night of our lives. And this is the lesson of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It is our way of doing things. It's the way of a Yid, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Yes, the moon comes and the moon goes and it's gone. But you know what? We all know it's going to come around. And the same thing in our lives. Life is, you know, is a lot of many, many different cycles. It's very, very seldom that you find somebody who his life cycle is always bright and always high and always in the best of times and always in the best of things. It doesn't work that way. But we draw our strength from knowing that when we're a little bit down, hang in there. Have emunah, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Salvation, help, light is right around the corner. And that's Risha and Hulachem. We're different than the Goyim. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what comes our way. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the first mitzvah in the Torah. The first thing we have to know is that Amunah, Risha in Hu Lachem. Learn the lessons of the way a Yid, V'emunascha B'Aleilois. The way a Yid serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we look when we read the Parsha this week. We have a whole different perspective now. We see Yetzias Mitzrayim, lessons full of Amunah. And the culmination of this emunah is when we're leaving and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you this mitzvah. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, understand that this emunah is during every single point of your life and every single time of your life. And when you read the Parsha, now you have a whole different way of looking at it. You have a whole different way of understanding that this is the way a Yid lives. This is the light of a Yid. We base ourselves on the lunar calendar. We base ourselves on something that is light and it's dark. But for us, we know that even when it's dark, the light is right around the corner. Earthquake. Go ahead. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.